It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate right around the UAE on this weekend in Dubai, and available, of course, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Amazon. We have to love the technology that connects us to all corners of the world. And it's a Saturday morning, another weekend to catch your breath and relax. Well, only if you are not looking at buying property, and who isn't these days in Dubai? Because people are arriving in the city every day with high hopes and expectations of securing a slice of real estate to make theirs and carve out a new lifestyle in Dubai. So if that is you across this weekend, good luck, because Amy is doing just that. In fact, she's done that at the start of the pandemic from London. She tells us that she moved to Dubai in 2020. She is a regular listener and is looking at buying her first investment property, and wanted to give a shout out to the team at the Dubai Property Podcast for providing her with so much information. Thank you, Amy. And don't forget, if you'd like to email us, the email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com.
It's the Saturday morning property market update. Join us for a deep dive into the world of real estate on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yes, and we are one down this morning. There is no Michael Doyle, but we do have Lillian Le Campion and also Mario Volpe. They are here working in the real estate market. And I'll come to you, Mario, because that's quite interesting, isn't it? Hearing there from Amy. She's been here since 2020, so she's been here a few years. And now, as a result of many things, including listening to you probably, Mario, she's looking at buying an investment property.
Yes, good morning, Craig, and good morning to all the listeners. Very interesting story, and one that I would say for Amy, very brave to actually make the transition when she did, no doubt during the COVID period. But what I would say is, what a shame for her that she didn't actually buy property in 2020, or dare I say 2021, because obviously we're looking at prices today in 2024, vastly increased from the past few years. So whilst the podcast has done its job in giving information, which is great, it's a shame that she's, I wouldn't say missed the boat, but certainly whatever it is that she's going to end up buying is going to be a hell of a lot more expensive today than it would have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and you can't probably really call that procrastination. It is sort of finding your feet. And this is a common mistake, of course, which is exactly in the lane of what you're talking about. Somebody comes into the market, they want to, like Amy, sort of evaluate what's going on. She did the first thing correctly, and that was she bought herself a property to live in. Then she's just sort of been probably ascertaining what is likely to happen. So, you know, 2, 3, 4 years go by and then suddenly, okay, we're ready to buy.
Yeah, and that's typical, actually, of most people that come to Dubai. They come, obviously, either with a job already in hand or looking for a job. So naturally, they will only go into rented accommodation in order to see if they like the area, if they like the city, and if they can actually stay in the job that they've been given. And then as time goes on, they realize that, yes, actually, it's a fabulous place to live. It's a fabulous place to work. And of course, they then put down further roots, and depending on their job situation would determine how quickly that happens. But most of the time, it's renting first, assessing, and obviously then going to buy later on. I was just talking along the lines that it's a shame that Amy didn't take the plunge earlier, purely and simply because of how prices have gone up in the last 2 to 3 years. That was all.
Absolutely, the prices have gone up. And let's just talk about that for a moment, because Off Plan is continuing to push ahead of the secondary market sales. And this is an area that we have talked about. However, when we're talking about secondary sales, affordable property is where we are seeing the biggest growth, not in the luxury market for Q1, Lillian.
Yes, good morning, Craig. Good morning to all the listeners also. I definitely count myself in the affordable category and not the luxury. So you've made a few interesting points there. The first one is the growth aspect. So we're up 19.3% in overall sales in quarter one, 2023. And honestly, there is no sign that this is slowing down. So a lot of this does actually come off the back of Dubai being removed from the FATF grey list, which we spoke about in a couple of episodes before. That's got to do with anti-money laundering. And you mentioned that Off Plan is still exceeding the secondary market sales, which again is attributed towards increased confidence in the market. And we're also now seeing developers launch a new project every 19 hours, if you can believe that, to keep up with demand. And then just lastly, you mentioned affordable properties taking up a large market share. So 30% of all properties sold in Q1 was actually under a million dirhams, and 80% of them were under 3 million dirhams mark. So yes, this does make the demand for affordable investment opportunities just exploding on the market. And I think we're going to have quite an exciting year.
Yes, all very good points. And Off Plan, if we base that off the development that we are seeing, and as you say, it is happening at a great rate of knots, it isn't slowing down. So Mario, the secondary market will probably keep getting thumped by the Off Plan for some time to come. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree, Craig, because when you deal with the secondary market, you're dealing with individual owners who each of them have an individual story. Everybody has a different motivation for selling, and same goes with obviously with the buyers. In that respect, the developers, when they're launching, they do a lot of studies. And I would always say that the market goes whichever way you see the developers are going. So right now, we're seeing that the Off Plan is still going great guns, but watch that space. The secondary market is a good barometer and will be another reason why we will continue to see where the market is heading, purely and simply because of the emotions involved when it comes to selling secondary market homes. I know that's a lot of words. Hopefully it makes sense. But what I'm trying to say is that there are more things that can probably go wrong with the market when it comes to secondary market.
Yes, where is the market going? And that sort of brings up a point with Tatiana Laskova, who we spoke to on Thursday, and trying to read the market. Now, they're saying there's definitely going to be a slowdown, and this is what Tatiana said on Thursday.
Real estate is a cyclical sector globally. In Dubai, it's volatile, it's sentiment-driven, there's a large exposure to volatile expat population, there's dependence on oil prices, geopolitics, and we do have some tensions in the region. So we've had already 3 years of growth, and we do not think this growth is sustainable in the long run because of the cyclical nature of the industry altogether. The second thing we also factor in is that global economic growth is struggling a little bit. And because the bulk of the population here are expats and it's an open economy, it can also affect the demand. And so the weakness we see is not only on the supply and oversupply issue, but also on the demand side as well.
Now, I wonder from your point of view, Mario, 3 years of growth, that is one of the big takeaways with that comment. They're expecting it to slightly slow down. What do you think from a real estate person's point of view, looking inward?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I want to say is that Tatiana's comments are 100% correct. I mean, you cannot, first of all, have a market that just continues to go up and up and up and up. The reality is today that the population in Dubai is continuing to grow. We've mentioned this before. And as a result of that, that feeds into, dare I say, the tenant pool. And those people who have been here a while then tend to feed into the sales pool. There are many people that are coming from parts of the world that are suffering. What I mean by that is economically, potentially. Europe is not in a good place. I know the UK isn't, potentially America isn't. And that's possibly why we have a lot of listeners also from America. So these are people with businesses. So they are looking at other areas. Dubai has done an amazing job and continues to do an amazing job when it comes to selling itself on the global stage. So they're coming here, opening up businesses, and that continues to thrive. However, the word of caution, and Tatiana is right, is that sooner or later, either we'll have some form of contagion. We've started to see it in China with the property market collapse there. Banks are no longer lending to developers. And so if that should actually happen, dare I say, in Europe, there potentially could be some contagion here. Now, to the extent as how much we will get remains to be seen. My prediction was always that we will have a good real estate market for 2024 and 2025. From 2026 onwards, that's where the question mark really comes in, because a lot of these projects that have been launched are coming to completion around that time. As long as the population can keep going up, then we will keep pace with it. If not, that's when we will start to have oversupply, and potentially that is when you will start to see prices go the other way.
All right, so that is Mario's prediction for the next couple of years. Everybody will be rooting for him, hoping that that is the case. Right, now, question for you. Would you get a microchip implanted into your body? Some people say, yes, no problems at all. And we've talked about AI in real estate terms. This is a bionic augmentation. So, Lillian, would you get yourself implanted with a microchip? What would you say?
Absolutely not. That is not something that I would be into. I've had various piercings over the years. That's pretty much as far as I would go. But there is actually an expat from Canterbury, New Zealand. She's living in Dubai. Her name is Briar Prestige. She's actually about, as you say, to implant a microchip in her hand, which is going to replace her house and car keys. So the chip will be about the size of a grain of rice. So she's working together with a smart home management company to automate her house in Dubai. And Briar was actually named in the top 100 most influential people in the UAE. So you never know, there might actually be a high demand for microchips instead of keys coming soon.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I'm with you. There is no way that I want any microchip thrown into my body. But it amazes me just what people will put into their bodies. And we're talking about a range of different things. But let's change course and talk about Real Madrid and Manchester City. Now, you might be saying, well, what has that got to do with Dubai real estate? Well, Real Madrid has a big following in the UAE, and Real Madrid theme park has just been opened in Dubai. So let's find out from you, Mario, because you're soccer crazy. What's happening with this?
That's right, Craig. Look, Dubai Parks and Resorts have teamed up with Real Madrid to open up Real Madrid World. This is the first ever Real Madrid theme park celebrating football and basketball. There will be more than 40 original Real Madrid theme experiences and attractions that will offer guests the opportunity to feel closer to their football heroes.
Okay, good to know. And would you put anything in your body, a microchip?
Absolutely not. Although I have several questions. Grain of rice is not very big, but I wouldn't want any foreign body in my body anyway for fear of rejection. That's the first thing. Secondly, why do you need something in your body? We have face recognition technology that opens doors and opens other safes and things like that. Why would you need to put anything inside your body? I don't get it. My other question would be, can she tell the future and see what the property market's like beyond 2026?
You might need a microchip in your brain for that.
All right, so that's the way that it kind of wraps up on our Saturday morning with our panel discussion. Minus one today. Mario, enjoy your weekend, as well as Lillian.
Thank you very much, Craig, and I'll speak to everybody next week.
Thanks, Craig, and happy end of Eid for everyone celebrating.
What to buy, where to live, and things to avoid every week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Okay, so we're looking at a property. What's the minimum investment that I can make?
It's 500 dirhams. It's as low as that. The reason we set it low is to enable anyone to invest. We don't want to stop real estate being in the hands of individuals that want to see the benefits of it. For a long time, we've all known that if you invest in real estate, you get good returns. We all know that. We're in the real estate market here. From a very early age, you buy houses, you buy properties. If you can, you then buy another one and you rent it out and you are just set for life. This is enabling people that can't afford that second property in its entirety to still get the returns from it. If you own 10% of a property, you get 10% of the returns.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.